8:14 on this Wednesday morning, pretty, pretty morning. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, joins us from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. You know, Bobby Raider is just a great guy.
True.
He does such an amazing job with sports. We're lucky to have somebody with his talent, him and Kenny both. When they both do the show, we are so fortunate on this radio station to have in this group that kind of talent in our area that it's really cool. That's really cool.
Agreed. With the local and regional that they have as well as the national that everyone talks about.
Yes, yes.
We have a network quality program on the Sports Monster.
For sure. It could definitely syndicate on a national level very easily.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wanted to do that.
All righty. So Bill Hall wanted to talk to us today about consumer confidence. I can imagine that probably consumer sentiment, we'll call it that.
Uh-huh.
I could imagine that probably it's taken a bit of a hit here in the last couple of years. What have you found out?
Well, it has. I was reading an interesting article regarding consumer sentiment, and we're at an 11-year low right now as far as how consumers feel about buying homes. Now, so the question was asked. Fannie Mae does a study, and they do it. They've been charting it for about 11 years. I think it started in 2010. But asking consumers, you know, how do you feel about the economy? They ask them a series of questions, and they're always charting this information, and that data comes actually gets filtered back out to us professionals, and hopefully we listen to it and are able to react in a positive way to it, or at least make micro adjustments to make it work. So so when they ask, you know, is now a good time to buy a house? Now was the answer was 19% said yes. That means there was 81% that said no, it is not. And this is the lowest the consumer sentiment has been on that category in the 11 years that Fannie Mae's been charting it.
Well, just to make sure you know, there's always a percentage that just doesn't know.
Yeah,
but it's never been this high where 81% said, hey, this is not a good time to buy. We're not buying now. Do not sell us a house. Get the house thing off the chart right now. And 19%, which is a very small percentage in total and a historical low percentage, says, no, now's a good time to buy.
Well, we've got a lot of factors, I would think, that contribute to that, and we don't really need to detail them and get into them except to just look at them in passing. I mean, things like, you know, the income equality separation, for instance.
It's a big deal.
The potential threat looming overhead of a nuclear war. You know, these sorts of things definitely contribute to people's peace of mind or lack thereof, too. No need to detail anymore, but it's kind of understandable that folks are not necessarily particularly confident about things right now.
They're not. And home buying, because it's been the forefront of the national media talking about the shortage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, has been really a forefront in a lot of people's mind, whether they want to sell or buy it right now. They're still talking. The conversation has been on the housing market for far too long now, and it's not really good. But I agree. Let me just say something. I agree with the 19% that says now is a great time to buy a house. And I agree with them. Okay. I think now is a great time to buy a house. I think the future of home ownership is on what happens from now on. And I think these prices are not going to roll back, folks. I think they're going to continue to go up, maybe not at the same pace. And we're looking at about a two-year lull right now from what the economic folks are saying. And everything I've read in that category says that we're looking at probably a two-year lower level. We'll lose about 7 to 8% in home sales this year versus last year. This year and the following year, they're predicting about a 9.7%. I think.
Wow.
You know, drop in home sales and a couple factors are playing into that. Number one, people are tired of looking at houses they don't end up buying.
Mm.
I don't blame them. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than having a young couple trying to buy their first home, and you make 10 offers on 10 different homes and don't get them. I can see what they're feeling like.
Being out-purchased? Is that what happens?
Out-purchased, yeah, exactly, Carl. And I can so see that their emotional trauma that's involved in that, because, you know, buying a house is a big deal. It's a real big deal.
Certainly.
It's probably one of the biggest deals you'll do in your life. You know, next to adopting a cat or getting married. Anyway, so I had to get the cat thing in there, you know.
Thank you.
Anyway, so meow. Anyway, consumer sentiment's low, and 19% says, hey, it's a great time to buy. I agree with you. It's a great time because I don't see the prices rolling back. I see the availability to continue to be a challenge going over the next 2 years, even with the reduction in forecasted home sales. I think that the prices are going to continue to climb slower, much slower, more gradually than before. I think we're experiencing the interest rates. That's going to affect the price.
I was going to say the cost of borrowing money is going up.
Exactly. And that's going to continue to move in that direction. Inflation is taking all the disposable income away from most people. Has anybody been to the grocery store lately or the gas station?
Hello. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Or anything else. If you go, I went to look for a plant the other day. I stopped at a big box store yesterday looking at plants, and I was shocked at the price of them.
Seed packets is one that I saw, okay? Garden yeah. seeds, you know, uh-huh. vegetables, flowers, this sort of thing. Seed packets, I can remember back when they're, and I'm playing old man here, mm-hmm. back when seed packets were like 39, 49 cents a piece. Mm-hmm. Before my time, they were even less. Saw one a stand of seed packets in a grocery store recently. $2.59 a packet.
Wow.
There
yeah.
you go.
Everything's gone up. I mean, no matter. Just cereal. Look at a box of cereal. I went to buy a box of cereal the other day. It was $4.49 that normally is $2.99. I mean, yeah. hello, what's going on?
And you got a deal on that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so with inflation taking a lot of the disposable income from people, it makes it a little challenging out there. But I still think it's a great time to buy a house. If you can find the house, you get a realtor that knows how to negotiate in this market, because it's a whole different kind of market. And rather than put 10 offers in, let's get the one that you want from the jump street. Get a realtor who knows how to do that.
Elaborate on that just a little bit. Selecting that right price to make an offer to virtually, you hope, will guarantee the purchase.
But, Carl, that's to some degree, that's correct. But it's not always about price. It's about all the other conditions, like the move-out conditions, the how long are you going to let the people stay in there? Or are you going to let them stay in there after you close? I mean, there's lots of factors that we can romance a seller into selling us a house mm-hmm. if you have a realtor that knows those nuances about getting it done. You've got to know the nuances about that. And that's one thing I have to really speak out, and I'm proud, and this may sound like I'm bragging, and I am, okay? Mm-hmm. The realtors at Premier Homes and Properties go through so much advanced education in real estate that they know how to get these houses under contract. Mm-hmm. We know how to win those bids. We know how to do that on a multiple offer situation because we talk about them, and our advanced classes teach the strategies on how to get your clients best poised to win the bid.
Do you do role play in those sorts of scenarios?
Carl, we have tons of education and tons of role playing that mm-hmm. we do. I mean, it's phenomenal. So, you know, again, it's not impossible to buy a house. I think it's a great time to buy. I would not discourage people from buying a house now because I think the future is just going to hold where we're going to have higher prices. So keep holding out and keep waiting and waiting and waiting. The prices are going to go up and it may be unobtainable, or the house that we want to buy may not be able to afford it. We have to go with a much smaller one. As interest rates go up, as inflation continues to take our disposable income away from us, and the housing market is still challenged, don't get me wrong, it's still a good time to buy a house because the prices are not going to roll back, and they haven't yet.
Now, I'd like to kind of comment on what you said about how to negotiate and stuff like that, because I've gone through several house buying and selling in the last few years, and to have a realtor that can go in and go, okay, so you don't have to move out right now, or you can get $10,000 extra,
whatever.
Or you know, you can do this one, this guy's offering, but this guy wants you out immediately. And sometimes it's worth $10,000 to not be rushed and get out.
Yeah,
or,
agree.
Oh, you don't have to worry about this, this, and this being fixed before you leave.
Exactly.
I'll take it as is, whatever. But there's $5,000 left on the table. And you're like, you know what? That's worth the trouble.
Sure, sure. There's 100 different things we can do if we know what to do. But, you know, there's folks that don't know what those strategies are. And I'll give you an example. I listed a house on Thursday in Kingsport, and it had showings. You know, for the minute I listed it, it was under $200,000, just under $200,000. And tons of showings, tons of offers. A lot of very mediocre offers came through, but there was one that was a clear and evidence that the realtor knew what they were doing when they presented that offer, because they presented a winning offer, not because it was the highest, but it was structured the best.
Right.
So you know, that level of education, that level of
expertise,
is key, especially in a market like this. But is it a good time to buy a house? You're darn right it is. I don't see that changing. I think it's going to continue to be good for the people who are experienced enough and who have the fortitude to go through it and have the insight to hire, you know, bring on a good realtor on their, in their corner.
Is this going to, because we've talked about this before, is this going to help push out first-time buyers, do you think, because of the continued price rise and continued interest rate rise?
It has already, Carl. So, you know, our optimum level is about 40% for first-time home buyers of all the sales. Mm. And right now, I believe we're, you know, barely doing 30. So, mm-hmm. so we're way off on that number.
Effect,
yeah, we're way off on that number. And you know, I so love when first-time home buyers step up to the plate and say, you know, we're ready to make that decision. And I've dealt with two of them last week, and it was so happy. I was so happy to get them into a home. So, you know, first-time home buyers are the key to the success of our economy in a lot of ways because it adds value to the neighborhood. It adds value. The big box stores all benefit from it because the first thing they do is a guy, when a couple buys a house, they like my across the street from where I live, a young couple bought a house over there, and they've been going to Lowe's and having fences built.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so good for the economy. It just flourishes like that. But, you know, now's a challenging time in the fact that people are fighting inflation, and I don't see that going away anytime soon either. So we just better get used to the new norm. Prices of homes are going to be high, but we can still buy them.
Yeah, there you go. That's, you know, the ticket.
We still live in a country that we can buy our own home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That the government isn't going to issue us one.
Real quickly, you're in touch with a lot of builders in the region here.
Yes.
Are new homes being built, and is the clip going upwards?
The
rate of new homes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the builders are building homes as fast as they can build them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're absolutely putting them out there as much as they can. The availability of those homes and the land for those homes is a little challenge, especially in our area where we see all this land, but it's not for sale. So it should be a challenge. But, I mean, we can get through it. So it's a perfect time to buy a house. If you know anybody, Carl Ellick, that's interested in buying a house, please have them talk to me.
Will do.
Because that would, you know, they're so discouraged by what they hear in national news that the reality of it is we can get you a home. Just give us some time and give us the tools that it takes.
There you go. How do folks get in touch, Bill?
Well, my office number is 530-7077. My cell number is 423-946-7575.
All right. Very good. 946-7575.
Exactly.
Your cell. And one more time, just for the folks listening in Louisiana.
423-946-7575.
Thank you, Bill Hall. Talk to you next
week.
In 2 weeks.
I can't hardly wait.